Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The Ultimate Guide to Successful Goal Setting. Without goals and plans to reach them, you are like a ship that has set sail with no direction. This is why we need to talk about goal setting, because with goals, you have a direction in life, and you know how to put together a plan to reach those goals. So the ultimate guide to successful goal setting. Have you ever tried setting goals or failed to achieve an end result? This could come in the form of a New Year's resolution, sales plan, or health objective. Remember, at the beginning of the year, what do? We make New Year's resolutions. And when you work for a company and you're in sales, you have to have a plan on how you're going to market your product and achieve your sales goals. Health objectives. We strive to be healthy. We strive to eat healthy. We strive to do the things that will give us the best quality of life possible so that we can live as long as possible. I was once like that, but fortunately, my mentor, Mark Ford, showed me the big mistake that I was making when it came to setting goals. I was setting too many goals. It was a shotgun scattered approach. I was trying to do far too many things at once. Weeks went by and I didn't feel a sense of accomplishment. Ford then taught me a new set of rules for successful goal setting. This was one of the biggest breakthroughs in my career and has helped me become financially independent for the past 20 years. In this ultimate guide, you'll discover why you need to ditch the shotgun approach to planning your goals and start using the 4x3 approach. With this new set of rules in place, you should be able to overcome the inertia holding you back from completing your goals and furthering your life and success. The origin of goal setting. Goal setting done the right way is a direct process for success, happiness, wealth, and freedom. It has been for centuries, since the days of Milos in ancient Greece, who used goal setting to gain more strength every day, to the days of the conquistadors and kings searching for the route to the new world, and the greatest authors, scientists, and entrepreneurs from history all used goal setting to overcome perceived limitations and achieve faster results, making them legends. In the early 1900s, steel magnate Charles Schwab was looking for every edge to get his workers to become more effective. His factory, running both a night shift and a day shift, was churning out steel, but never fast enough for his liking. Schwab, being savvy about the potential of human motivation, recognized the power of competition and leveraged this to increase the workers' output. "How much steel did your team make today?" he asked a day shift foreman. "Six heaps," The foreman replied. Schwab took a piece of chalk and drew a giant six on the factory floor. When the night shift team arrived, they asked what the number represented. After hearing that it was the day shift's daily production, the night shift team took it upon themselves to outdo that number. The next morning, the number six had been replaced with a seven. The day shift accepted this challenge and upped the production. They finished the day by writing 10 on the factory floor. The mill's production benefited from the competitiveness that resides in all human beings. Schwab had recognized this, and by providing his employees with a goal, he elevated their performance and turned them into high achievers. One of the secrets of the success of this strategy was the built-in deadline that came with each shift. After all, you've probably heard that a goal without a deadline is just a dream. Remember that when you go through the ultimate guide to successful goal setting and prepare to put the goals into a measurable, timed action. Competition is used in almost every facet of life today. What is exactly a goal? The dictionary defines a goal as the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result, the end towards which effort is directed. You've probably set goals for school, getting an A on a test, for your health, losing 5 pounds, or your wealth, getting a raise of $5,000 and saving $10,000 by the end of the year for a holiday vacation. Most likely, you set goals on New Year's Eve. Typically, most people forget about these goals within days and never bother to set another goal until January comes around again, as if there is only one time of year when humans are able to change their habits. You can change your goals daily. If you look at the calendar and the Jewish calendar, actually, next Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah, and that's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. And it's a time for Jews to reflect back on what they've accomplished the year before, where they had problems, and ways they can change. Just like when the Anglo-Saxon calendar turns January 1st, and on New Year's Eve and December 31st, people want to make resolutions to be better, but the idea is not just to make those resolutions, the idea is to follow through. Most likely, you set goals on New Year's Eve. Typically, most people forget about those goals within days and never bother to set another goal until the next January comes around again. No, change is evergreen, and it's a matter of choice, not calendar. You must wait. Okay, you must not wait to set goals and implement the 4x3 system you'll discover here. Differentiate between goals and wishes. A wish is something that you want but never achieve. A goal is something that you set and you work on. One of the many mistakes of people who make with a goal setting is that they simply make wishes rather than setting proper objectives. We might say, I want to be rich,
or I want a six-pack abs, or I want to move to the beach. But if we end there, we've done nothing but make it a wish. We might daydream about having this outcome. Daydreams are also not goals. But we'll take no action towards it. So how do you craft a real actionable goal? First, add a deadline. Second, add specifics. And third, be realistic to overcome the temptation to sit around wishing your life away. George T. Doran outlined the importance of objectives, the difficulty of setting goals, and how to do it easier. This strategy was published in the November 1981 issue of Management Review and was dubbed the SMART approach to goal setting. Make your goals specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-based. And the SMART method has been used and talked about extensively since 1981. SMART is a good place to begin, but as you see in the new rules of goal setting, there are more efficient approach. How the old system works. Specificity. The specifics. Your goals need a number. Pick a number of pounds to shed or a dollar amount to make. Know your numbers because you can't argue with hard numerical measurement. Measurable. With specific numbers in place, track your results over time and see where you are on your path to success and whether or not you need to pick up the pace to hit the deadline. Actionable. A goal needs to be something you can take action on and plot a direct map toward its achievement. In the new rules, you'll discover a proven process, step plan, that helps you achieve more of your goals faster. Realistic. Your goal must be within the realm of your physical and mental limitations. This is why you break down your goals into smaller chunks, because when you look at a goal, it can be very daunting. But if you break it down into smaller steps, it's achievable. Otherwise, no matter how good of a plan you build, you'll be disappointed. You can dream about winning a gold medal in swimming at the Olympics, but unless you're young enough, talented enough, and willing to commit your life to the process, then it's not going to happen. However, you can set a realistic goal to improve your swimming performance and follow daily action steps to get there. The same goes to building your wealth. It's unrealistic to go from broke to millionaire in 30 days, but you can get out of debt, get a raise, and build your wealth within 90 days. While it's important not to set too high a bar, it's just as important not to set the bar too low. Mark Ford said, Mark Ford has also gone by a different name, and he owned and sent out the Early to Rise newsletter before
It was bought out. And he is now writing a newsletter on wealth. Time-based, having a clearly defined plan includes a hard deadline for competition. A time-based goal lights a fire under your butt to take action. And this is what I want to say about why some people, even though they have a deadline, they always procrastinate to the last minute. They do not work on their goals or do what they should. But it is important to understand that time management means that you work a little bit every day, that you commit to working on the project, but that you do know you have a deadline. And often you will find that when you set a deadline and work on it, you will achieve that goal before the date is even set. When you set a deadline, that's when the magic really begins to happen, Mark Ford added. Committing to a 12-week body transformation or being worth $1 million in 7 years or going on your dream vacation to France in the next 3 years, for example, is the correct way to set goals. The new system works better. While almost everyone has set a goal in the past, few take the essential steps to write them down. Even fewer reflect back and review and renew those goals on a regular basis. That's what the new rules will correct in your goal-setting process, creating clear, concise, and specific goals, writing a deadline, tracking performance over time, and reflecting on how you can do better are the keys to getting ahead. Goal setting could increase productivity up to 25%. Research in the late 1960s showed that setting goals increases motivation, performance, and productivity. One study by the University of Toronto psychologist Gary Lathan and the University of Maryland psychologist Edwin Locke discovered that goal setting could increase productivity up to 25%. That means having a goal for your workday can help to get 10 hours of work done in just 8 hours of work done in just 6, allowing you to knock off early for the day. It has also been uncovered that the key to greater success and dramatic improvements in productivity depend on your setting big goals with a deadline. And there's a catch. You have to be committed. You have to believe in what you're doing. Speaking of deadlines, do you know what you want to accomplish in the next 24 hours, 4 weeks, 90 days, and 12 months? That's the power of creating a life vision. This is one of the things that I work with clients on, is to help them write out their action plan, their goals for the future. Because you know what? Without that method, you are not going to achieve the goals that you want for yourself. So it's a matter of learning how to do the things that will help you grow to the next level. Learn how to create your life vision and this ultimate guide. One you've created Once you've created your vision, you should have a clear and concise picture of what you want to look like. Big goals and small goals. Goal setting is an important ingredient in becoming more successful. It can help you write a book faster, sell more goods and services, or complete manual labor in less time. When you set big, specific goals that matter to you, then you become more effective, more willing to be persistent, even if you are struggling. When you have clear and specific goals, your brain can focus better on the task at hand and the reward to follow in the long run. This leads to an elevated concentration, stronger motivation, fewer distractions, and a deeper commitment to action. Big goals can span months or even years into the future. But the problem with setting big goals like that is that it can take a long time frame and can lead to procrastination. In order to start taking fast action, you need to work backwards from your big ambition to your first action step. I call this the reverse goal setting. So in addition to writing big goals, you also need to create a subset of smaller, actionable goals to outline your path to success, eliminating the chance of failure. These are known as the process goals and are an important part of the 4x3 goal setting formula that you'll learn below, that you will be learning. So how to process the goals. The 4x3 method. Create 4 major outcome goals: health, wealth, social, self, and professional enrichment. Add 3 process goals for each major outcome to better control small accomplishments. Start by setting 4 major outcome goals. These are the big goals that we don't have total control over. We'll talk more about this later. Then, taking into account that many external factors that play into major outcome goals. For example, if you sprain your ankle while training for a marathon goal, add process goals to better control small accomplishments on the road to the outcome goals. Imagine a staircase. The landing at the top represents your outcome goal. The steps to get to that landing represent your process goals. No matter what happens, you have the power to climb these steps. And while the landing might be out of reach, you can feel satisfied knowing you climbed as high as you were able. The formula can help inform to spend your dedication process goal time. Dedicate 25% of your allotted time to studying. Dedicate 25% of your allotted time to observing. Dedicate 50% of your allotted time to actually doing the work. Doing, Mark Ford says, is the most important part. When you are dedicating yourself to achieving a specific goal, you must promise yourself to use the time you've blocked off only for working towards the goal. Avoid mental and physical distractions. If for example, you start thinking about your job, family, friends, or the party you're hosting next weekend. During the block of time you've scheduled for learning golf, you're stealing time from your goal. That being said, your process goals aren't simply consolidation prizes. They should be set to a manner that all but ensures that you achieve your outcome goal. The new rules for goal setting outline that you should set 3 process goals for each of your 4 outcome goals, hence rounding out the 4x3 method. And look at it this way. When you are thinking of goal setting, you are looking for ways to achieve what it is that you truly want to do. And let's go back and talk for a second about exactly what the dictionary defines a goal as. It defines a goal as the object of a person's ambition or effort to aim and desired result, the end result which your effort is directed. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number 1 personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for coaching, and we can work with you to help you set your ultimate guide to successful goal setting.